Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba, where every week, Tuesday at 3 o'clock, we talk about real estate and finance. And Reba, stop laughing at me.
Okay. I didn't even get a chance to introduce myself again, but hi, I'm Reba Haas with Team Reba.
Well, I know.
Welcome to my show, Open House with Team Reba.
I said it that way. I'm picking on you.
No, I just laugh because every time that bumper music is on, I'm always
you're dancing.
Dancing in my chair. I just love that song. I absolutely love it. I even saw, I was cracking up too because I saw Marissa sitting over there. She was doing the same thing. She was head bobbing.
Down too.
It's pretty catchy. Yeah.
It's, isn't it? I love that show.
Joe wasn't really dancing. I didn't see a dance at all Joe.
My feet were moving.
Oh, were they?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. He was toe tapping over there. We like people who appreciate music. That's not the Norwegian national anthem.
Thank heaven. That's right. Well. What can I say?
All right. So we're going to go right back to this thing of coverage. So we were talking about the basics, right?
Wait. We got Joe Rivas from Old Republic.
Yeah. I was just about to get
protection.
There, but thanks.
All right.
Okay. All right. So, yes.
Yes. So we were talking about the standard coverage, basically.
Yes.
We also use the standard coverage when you get the listing and the time that it's listed to the time it closes escrow. Mm-hmm. That's called seller's coverage.
Right.
So for a homeowner, there's no payment due at the time when you put a plan in place. It's due at the close of escrow.
Right.
So from the time you list it to the time it closes, something does go wrong with the covered item, we will cover and pay for it. So at this point.
Now, that's also, let's make sure that's clear, though, because you were saying it's for things that are in the house. But as we've learned on a regular basis of using these, it does not cover refrigerators and the washer dryer because those are considered personal items, correct?
Under the standard plan, yes.
Yes, okay.
Correct, yes. So I'm talking more about the washer, I mean the stovetop, built-in microwave, a dishwasher, electrical heating.
Yeah, plumbing. Things that are normally affixed and not just like a plug-in kind of item.
Exactly. So that's, so for the homeowner, there's no money up front. Mm-hmm. And if something does go wrong, they don't have to worry about paying for a house they're going to sell because mentally they've kind of moved on to their next phase of their life.
Yeah.
And they're going to thank their agent for doing
I can tell you exactly what a lot of sellers say. They're just like, let it be someone else's problem. I'm done.
Right. Kick the can down the road.
Right.
And there's,
I mean, not everybody feels that way.
No, you're right.
Well, but there's Murphy's Law, too. The minute you even think about listing your home, stuff will start breaking.
Oh, yeah.
It's just.
Yeah. We've been in those transactions.
It's inevitable.
Trust me. Yes.
But, you know, what it does, what the seller, with the peace of mind they have and the, they provide to the new buyer is going to say, well, it was fixed by a reputable third party.
Right?
It wasn't just a patch-up type of work.
That's a very good point. And we come up with that all the time in lending and in real estate, that if a seller is asked to repair a defect in a property, the seller, you know, many sellers, I'm sure there's very good ones out there, but there's also others that will just, what's the term?
Hack job?
Put lipstick on a pig. You know, they're just going to do the cheapest, shoddiest, fastest, you know, thing they can do.
Do you remember that one transaction we were involved in where the guy was supposed to be fixing the ductwork in the attic and he literally
used hung it with duct tape. Well, it was ductwork, so why not use duct tape?
Just dying. And of course, it fell down immediately.
Yeah, I just had one where the old homeowner put up the wrong water tank and it started to leak all over the garage. And the new homeowner was just, I mean, it's like, I can't afford $2,000.
Right. Yeah.
So they were stuck in a hard place and their agent actually.
And a wet place.
Exactly. And their agent actually had a plan. The homeowner forgot about it and it's just saved the day.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah. Well, good. Yes. Good. Yes. Well, talking about saving the day, I mean, because so you're talking about the basic plan.
This is the basic plan, yes.
But there's upgrades.
There is upgrades. The ultimate protection plan, it's $380 for a home, $360 for a condo. This plan has everything that the standard plan has. What it does have that the standard doesn't is the code upgrades, the limits of modification coverage. So let's say that you pull out the dishwasher that's been there 15, 20 years. It has a different socket.
Mm-hmm.
So now if you just have the standard, it's going to be out-of-pocket cost to the homeowner to upgrade the new socket. To the new,
I don't think I even realized that.
Right. So with the Ultimate, we provide up to $250 coverage, which
oh my gosh,
that would help.
I need to put that in front of my So my husband happens to be a home inspector now.
Right.
And he just did an inspection on a like 1924 home or something like that over right. in the Lowellhurst area. And the last time it had any upgrades was in the 1960s.
Yes.
And so it has all of this really ancient wiring.
It's very common. None of it's current. Very
and so and there's and he literally pointed out to me in his photos, he goes, look at this dishwasher. Do you know what year this is from? And I'm like, I have no idea. He goes, 1964.
Yeah. But it was really something back in 64.
Oh, yeah, though. It was. And that was the thing. The homeowner was pointing out, like, this was really the stuff, you know, back then. It was like, well, it certainly has lasted because most of those dishwashers, what's the average life of an appliance like a dishwasher?
12 years.
12 years, yeah. Right. And most people tend to move, let's see, every 7 to 10 years currently. Mm-hmm. So these things, you know,
and how you, first how do you or treat second your appliances, resale. Exactly.
Right, yeah, yeah, we beat the crud out of them, right? You know, I know I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, Mars is in constant use.
Exactly.
So, even after that, in that first resale, it's important to have things like this available.
Exactly.
And that's actually one of the reasons I'm going to point out that we provide them to our listing clients for exactly the reason you mentioned of seller coverage, because it's almost inevitable that something may come up. But we also use it as part of our, because not every seller is in a position to buy the new water heater that's $1,000 or $2,000 to install or whatever it might be. And so we know statistically that things may go wrong. And so we use that as a way to have a buyer feel confident about what they're purchasing, and they know in that first year while they're saving money up again, or they're, you know, getting used to homeownership, there's something to kind of be there for them.
Exactly.
And we can negotiate through our home inspections a lot easier. And especially in today's environment where I can't even begin to tell you how many people are waiving inspections without doing a pre-inspection. As a listing agent, I feel also more confident that my seller can walk away from the sale feeling very good about that.
Exactly.
And that the buyer can fall back on something, and it's not necessarily someone going, oh my gosh, people were hiding things and they were just masking all this horrible stuff that was here, because that's not really the case.
It's a peace of mind for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
From the real estate agents to the homeowner, the new buyer, from everyone. And if you look at a plan of protection plan, you mentioned water here. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we have in our Platinum Protection Plan that it's actually industry exclusive. No other plan in the industry has is our water tank coverage. As of April of last year, the federal government said if you replace the water tank, you have to do it with the new energy efficient tank.
Okay.
These tanks are anywhere from $300 to $600 more. The upfront costs are a lot more, but they tell you that over time it's going to save you money, which is true. But
right.
to set it up, let me put you in a situation where the homeowner walks in, they see the water tank that it's in a pretty tight spot.
Mm-hmm.
So with these new tanks that come in now, they're 3 inches wider, 3 inches taller. You pull that old tank out, the new one's not going to fit. So what do we do on our plant protection plan? We offer up to $1,000 for carpentry work around the area. And we've had that situation come up a few times this past year.
I already liked you guys. I like you even more now. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that.
Yes. So for a real estate agent like yourself, when you do a walkthrough or an inspection, I mean, that's something to look at.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And also, like, not only do we cover the water tank that's more expensive, I mean, it just has to work properly. It can look rusted and old. We don't underwrite the age of our appliances or homes. We just want to make sure it works when you take it
out. And that's useful, too, because I can tell you, I've worked with 4 different home warranty companies at this point. So we bounce back and forth between you guys and First American pretty regularly. And but you know, I have to be open. So, you know, there you go. But the other, we use 2 other companies that we no longer use anymore because there were either service issues or their product just didn't seem to really cover things. And if I recall correctly, one problem that we ran into in the past was that one of them for water heaters, they did say, oh, sorry, if it doesn't look like it's been maintained, we won't cover for, you know, sediment issues or, you know, these other things that can come up, which are sometimes the cause of the failure.
So with these new water, exactly, you're right. With these new water tanks, there's other ways around putting the bigger tank in there, which is one of them is move the room somewhere else. Let's say put the water tank in the garage. Mm-hmm. Now you have to rechange the tooling, which is going to cost more money. Second option, which I don't think it's that great, is get a smaller water tank. mm-hmm. instead of 55, you get
35. Yeah, and who with a family of four yeah, wants someone, to have a smaller right. water
so
tank,
this
right?
So this option here for $480, I mean, this option takes care of your issue.
Right, okay.
So
this oh, great. Great, great, great.
Boy, I can't think of a better gift for a first-time buyer, especially where we have somebody who's really using all of their money just to get into the home, and they cannot afford some sort of a catastrophic event to come up,
right?
You know, especially
exactly.
in the first year or so of ownership.
So I used the example of the Colemans before. So one of the things that they had come up was there was a dryer that we knew was kind of older, and this property had sat vacant for a few months. Because that's the other thing is, you know, if your property has been empty for a period of time, because this happened to me. Like I bought one for the house I sold in Seattle up on Finney Ridge. And I was selling that during the recession. So it took 6 months for this very expensive home to sell because the loan products just weren't really that available anymore at that time. And sure enough, the first week after closing, I get a phone call from the other agent. Even though she knew I had bought a home warranty, she called to say, hey, something's wrong with the dryer. And I went, well, that's great. Call the home warranty company because that's not my problem now. And I just told her, I said, it's sat there for 6 months, and I actually probably seven because I moved out a month ahead.
Right.
So, you know, that worked for me. But the Colemans were a customer that we worked with that was a low down payment, and they had a breakdown initially because I remember getting the text messages about 11 o'clock at night. She's like, uh-oh, our dryer seems to be starting to die. And I went, okay, home warranty. Let's get a reminder. Here it is. Here it is right. for you. Call in the morning. And so they fixed it. But a couple months later, it just completely pooped out. Yes. And she was excited, though, because they got $475, I believe it was, to put towards the purchase of a new machine.
Right. So in the case that we can't find line kind and quality, mm-hmm. we'll, like the refrigerator, for example, mm-hmm. We'll pay out just what it's worth in cash or what you can buy one in, you know,
oh,
out
great.
There.
Oh, so, good. Good.
Things yeah, because like, then if you can go out and find a good deal, then
well, yeah, things
great.
Like a refrigerator, you can't be more than 2 days, 3 days out without one. So we just
yeah, unless you're me and my husband, and we were idiots. We ordered from Costco, and it took two weeks to get our fridge, and ours had crapped out. That was a very interesting 2 weeks.
That's
I gotta
just
tell
like
you.
Camping,
custom
that's
kitchen.
Okay.
That's
yeah,
kind of
yeah.
you know what we actually used our camper that has a fridge and freezer in it, and then we used our freezer, and so we were like stashing things in all these places
wow.
and coolers and eating out, and it was totally ridiculous. So I had
great.
Regretted that I had not bought, you know, ongoing coverage because that would have been nice because that refrigerator cost right. $2,700.
Right, exactly. And it's not like we don't want to do our part. It's just what you need the refrigerator right away.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
hold
you
that
do.
Thought.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we'll have more with Joel Rivas from Old Republic Home Protection. Stay tuned on Open House with Team Reba.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.